Hey, Bible readers. In addition to our regular 8-minute daily podcast of the Bible Recap, we also have a second daily podcast that follows our daily Bible reading. In the Bible Recap, we'll be recapping what we just read in Scripture, and this podcast will be our prayer of response to God about what we just read. Since it's a podcast devoted to prayer, we're calling it the Bible Kneecap, like kneeling in prayer. Each day's episode will post immediately after the Bible Recap, so you can listen to them back to back. So our suggested order will be read, recap, respond. Lots of listeners tell us the Bible Kneecap prayers help them build out their understanding of what we've just read even more. In this podcast, we use a prayer method called PRAY. It's an acronym that stands for Praise, Repent, Ask, Yield. Each day, we'll be changing up what we're praising God for. That's the P in the PRAY acronym. Our praise will usually connect to the God shot from that day's episode, since that's where we saw God's character or attributes on display. After that, we'll point you to some ways to R, repent, A, ask, and Y, yield. But those will obviously look different for each person from day to day, depending on what's happening in your heart and your life. Before we begin, one thing I want to point out is that following along with pre-written prayer is not meaningless or vain. Even Jesus himself gave us a prescribed prayer to pray when he gave his disciples the Lord's Prayer. Old Testament Jews and the believers of the early church glorified God and took comfort in praying the prayers of the Psalms written by David and many others. Those prayers not only help us connect with God, but they help teach us his character as well. As you listen to my prayer each day, echo it back to God in your own heart and feel free to expound on it in your own words. We want this to serve not only as a teaching tool, but as a catalyst for your own extended conversations with God after I say amen. This second daily podcast is available each day through our Patreon family, but we want to give you all a free preview today, even if you're not in our Patreon family yet. That way, you can see what the episodes are like in case you want to add this to your daily routine. Each episode is about 1 to 2 minutes long. If you decide you want to jump on board with us, start by clicking the Patreon link in the show notes or visiting thebiblerecap.com and clicking the Patreon link there. Then, in Patreon, you'll look for the Bible Kneecap tier. You'll also automatically get this tier when you sign up at any higher level. Once you sign up for this, Patreon will send you a private, personal link to embed in your podcast player. And once you add that link to your podcatcher, the podcast will automatically come to your feed each day, just like they do with the Bible Recap. If you're already part of our Patreon family but are below the Bible Kneecap tier, all you have to do is log into your Patreon account and adjust your membership upward to make this part of your day. So, without further ado, here's today's episode of our daily prayer podcast, The Bible Kneecap, which corresponds to today's reading from The Bible Recap. Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, empowered by your Spirit within us. We praise you for being an awesome creator. You carefully designed the entire universe. We're so grateful for your attention to every detail in every aspect of your plan to create and redeem your people. I am one of your people, and I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. We repent of our sins before you, God. We see the origin of our sin from the story of Adam and Eve, and we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask that you do what only you can do in our hearts and souls and minds as we dedicate our time to studying Scripture this year and responding to what we learn about you in your Word. Give us a spirit of perseverance so that we can stay connected to you and your Word despite personal hardships, despite the inevitable interruptions to our routine, and despite the distractions of the world and our flesh. And when we fail, help us to run to you, not from you, like Adam and Eve did. Remind us that your Son, Jesus, paid for our sins, and that because of his sacrifice, we don't have to fear your punishment. We can draw near to you because of your mercy and grace. We surrender our lives to you, Lord, every moment of our day, every decision we make. We yield our will and our way to your perfect will and way. We love you too. Amen.